Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. If I sound a little ragged right now, it's because my voice is kind of shot. I was actually in Nashville last night, co-hosting an award show. Hey, Craig, can you take your phone off speaker, buddy? It's feeding back into me.
Oh, well, my speaker phone, my new phone's too powerful, I guess. Sorry about that.
That's better. Thanks, buddy. I was actually in Nashville, co-hosting an award show, which we'll get into that after today's interview. But today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Paulina Jane. We'll talk with Paulina about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. Are you ready for this, Craig?
Are you kidding? Ever since I started following Paulina, I've been wanting to interview her with you, and today is finally the chance to do so. So I'm super excited.
Yep. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Paulina Jane to the show. Hey, Paulina, how are you?
Feeling great. How are you guys?
Doing great to finally be speaking to you, Paulina.
Well, thank
absolutely.
You for the beautiful intro. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Our pleasure.
Thank you for doing this, first off. I mean.
Well, you know, any man named Craig who messages me on Instagram as much as Craig does, I'm gonna call into his radio station.
I'm honored, Paulina. You're right. Your song "Love Is Always Gonna Win." I mean, that is such a true statement.
Oh, thank you so much. I do believe it myself too, and I was really excited to be able to do a little acoustic version of it and put that out, and especially during the holiday season when we're entering into that, I think that song will ring true. So I appreciate you your love for it too.
Well, my pleasure, Paulina.
I wanted to ask before we get into the interview today, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Sure. Well, I guess it all started for me when I was about 5 years old. I started playing the piano, and my mom was, you know, giving me lessons just about 5 times a week. And next thing I knew, I wound up with a piano teacher named Pete Martinez, and he put together a band for me up in Detroit. And it was in eighth grade that I had a show at this little venue called the Hayloft in Mount Clemens, Michigan. And while I was playing there, you know, I just thought it was going to be a bunch of family and friends and everything. Next thing I know, these three industry guys showed up, and it was a guy who worked on a radio station in Detroit, another one who was an entertainment attorney, and then another one who managed several artists, including doing some tour management with Eminem. And I thought they were kind of patronizing me for a little bit, and my mom did too. And then about 6 months after that, I actually sat down with them, and I wound up signing my first management deal. So that was sort of the beginning of my career and the beginning of really taking everything seriously with music. And by the time I was in my freshman year of high school, I knew I was going to be living in Nashville pretty permanently after I graduated. So here I am now, and I've been through a few different management teams, and now I've got a really fantastic one that I get to head up myself as well. So it's pretty special. It's been a fun path so far.
Nice.
Oh,
so,
that's super. Paulina, I wanted to ask you.
I've been in Nashville.
I'll go ask first afterwards.
That's okay, Craig. I wanted to ask how long you've lived in Nashville.
I've been in Nashville for 4 years now. I graduated from Belmont University in May, And now I'm here full time, not as a student, just as a person, regular person.
Nice.
Yes, Pauline, that's really what was really I raised my eyebrows, that you appear to be in your mid-20s, and I saw you graduating for Belmont. I said, oh, my God, she's just graduating now? And I said, oh, my God, she seems so mature for her age that she's just graduating college. So I was really overwhelmed.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. I've always had an old soul, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess you have that touch.
So I've got some kind of fun kind of get to know you questions, if you're okay with it.
Sure, let's do it.
Awesome. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
That's a great question. You know, I believe that everything happens for a reason, so I would be very hard-pressed to say that I would change a thing about anything that I've done so far, except for maybe, you know, I wish that I could have experienced some of the opening slots that I had when I was younger a little bit later on in life, so I could have appreciated them just a little bit more, because I didn't quite understand the scope of it all, and I didn't understand exactly, you know, how extraordinary of an opportunity it was to have at such a young age. So I think if I could give myself a little bit of that knowledge and insert that into my brain back then I would definitely do that. But other than that, I feel really blessed to have had the path that I had, and I'm looking forward to the future, too, and what it has to hold for music.
Awesome. You know, and I like what you said about you wish you'd have had those opening slots, opening slot experiences a little bit later in life, I mean, I was telling you off air that something really cool happened for me last night, and I've been in radio about 6 years, just strictly doing radio for that long. I never expecting once that I would be co-hosting a live award show, and that happened last night for me.
That's pretty extraordinary. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for that. And I was looking around the room, and we had this little side table where me and the host of the show were sitting with a few people. And I was looking around the room, and I'm thinking, am I actually here right now? What is happening?
Right, you gotta soak up the moment while you're in it, huh?
Exactly, and for everybody that's listening, I will be co-hosting the same award show next year.
Paulina?
Hello?
Paulina?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, hello. Awesome.
I can hear Paulina. Can you?
I was just saying that I'll be hosting that same award show next year.
Oh, that's fantastic! What an honor that is, huh?
You know, and when this guy approached me about it the first time, I'm like, you want me to do what? Because I've never had any live hosting experience whatsoever. And as a matter of fact, I'd never, before I started the radio show, I'd never had any hosting experience, period.
Well, that's certainly a testament to what people think about you. They think you're worthy of an awesome position.
But, well, I so appreciate that, and it's been quite a ride, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yes.
Well, it's a learning curve, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Paulina, I wanted to ask you, how was the? You just opened up recently for Uncle Cracker. I wanted to know how that experience was like, and did you enjoy performing? But I'm sorry.
You know, there's nothing like opening up for him, especially at a venue up in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you're familiar with Flint, but it is basically the equivalent of Detroit in Michigan. And so it's a city where people work really hard for their money. They're sweet people. They're full of tenacity. And so when they buy a ticket to a show, it means a lot, and they're excited to be there. And I have to tell you, the crowd was just electric when I played this past weekend up in Michigan for them. They were so stoked to hear Uncle Cracker. They were just excited to have a night out, and I got to meet a lot of new people that had come out for him, and I found out that a couple people had been at the show that I played in March with Uncle Cracker, and I got to see them again, so it was pretty awesome. I love playing shows with the Detroit boys, and it's even better when I get to play them in Michigan.
That's super. And actually, with Flint, I believe there was a Lifetime movie regarding how the residents, I think, were getting sick from drinking the water, and there was a huge fight with the city county government. I don't know if that's correct from my memory.
You know, I did hear that there was some contamination in the water in Flint, but I haven't really had an update on that. I think everything's fine now, thankfully. I did drink the water in Flint, and I am here today. So I did hear about
that. That's the ultimate test.
Though.
I'm thankful that you survived, Pauline.
Me too. I think my parents are too.
I would thank God for that. this was a And Uncle Cracker survived, too, I think, because I didn't read anything negative about him in the news.
Yeah, thankfully we're all good.
Oh, good.
So, I wanted to ask, since you're a recent Belmont grad, what has Nashville taught you outside of school that you didn't already know?
Well, you know what? It's really interesting because you think you're going to go to college and gain all this wisdom in a classroom, and you pay all this money to go there thinking that it's going to go towards that very thing. Well, what I found out is that most of the stuff that I learned didn't necessarily happen in the classroom, but did happen because I was attached to the Belmont University name. So I was able to kind of navigate Nashville and bring that name with me. And as a result, I met so many people in this city who are willing to help young people and take them in and teach them the ways of the business. And along the way, I think some of the most important things that I've learned has been around networking and what that's like, and how truly in Nashville, it's not about just connecting with people on a surface level. People here want to know you. They want to know your heart. They want to know your motives. And once they get to know that, if they feel comfortable with you, they'll help you out. So the day that your career ends, they'll be there for you. So I think that was the biggest piece of information that I gained from kind of living outside of the classroom in the past 4 years.
Would you say that was more valuable than what you've learned, or just as valuable than what you learned inside the classroom?
Well, I think that it was a supplement to what I was learning in the classroom, because you have to understand the book smart. The stuff that you learn in a textbook is really valuable, but at the same time, you have to be able to go out and make all that information worthwhile. So I think they were both supplemental to each other.
Awesome. You know, and that is why I have have so much love and respect for the country music industry, because like you said, once these people get to know you and what you stand for and everything like that, they will be loyal to you until the day you die.
Right.
And that's
you are,
and that is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You are absolutely right. The people here are all about relationships.
Right. And I've met several of my dearest friends in the country music industry, independent artists, and a couple of major level artists, and anytime I need something. Like every Friday at 4:30 Central, I host what's called Indie Country Radio, where I take my top three favorite independent songs of that week and I'll play them and spotlight the artist. And I've recently been reaching out to my artist friend as guest co-host on that show, And two things surprised me about that. One is the number of people that said yes, and two is that they said yes so quick to it.
Right. Well, like I said, it is relationship town, and if you have those relationships and they're willing to put their name on the line for you and vice versa, then you're doing something right there, Cody.
You know, and I tell people this all the time, specifically artists. I will do everything in my power to make sure that you guys are heard and that you guys have a voice.
Thank you. I truly appreciate that. It goes a long way.
You know, if nothing else, I want this radio show and this podcast to be a safe place for artists to come and share their stories and their music.
Definitely. Well, thank you for providing that space for us.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you, your latest single, for which you released a video and an acoustic version, "Love Is Always Going to Win," "Love Is Always Going to Win," which is a fantastic song with a wonderful message. Is this the main message that you want to bring out in your music and share with all your fans and friends?
Absolutely, I think it's pretty foundational to who I am, and so I'd love to be able to spread that and let everybody know that, hey, if they're entering into this circle, this is the policy here.
So
as long as you don't drive in it, just keep.
Exactly. I wanted to ask, and I ask all my guests this, but when everything's said and done with your career, 40, 50 years down the road, whenever that might be, what legacy or impact would you like to have on the country music industry?
I think that may be one of the best questions I've ever been asked. You know, if I could answer that really honestly, I would hope that if I had the honor of having a legacy in the first place, I would love to be known as a woman of faith, and a woman of integrity and strength. And I truly would like to have Love's Gonna Always Win as a patriarch of my career, and that concept as, you know, a cornerstone of who I am and the message that I spread out. So I think that country music has the ability to speak to people in ways that other genres don't, because it tells a story about real people. And as a result, I think that there's opportunity for so many stories to be told that are really beautiful and show what love is. And I would love to be a part of that process in sharing those stories. And I'd love for that to be a part of my legacy.
You know, and the reason I asked that question, well, I'm always interested in hearing what you guys have to say. But number two, I've been thinking about the legacy of this radio show lately, and about thinking my legacy. And if all this ended tomorrow, this radio show, I think I'd most want to be known for just being a genuinely good guy, you know.
Right. Absolutely. And I think that as far as I know, and getting to know you in these past 20 minutes or so, it sure sounds like that would be your legacy.
Well, I appreciate that. And right back at you. I mean, just from like you said, these past 20 or 25 minutes, I am rooting for you so hard. And I think you're going to be a star.
Oh, thank you so much. That brought chills to my arms. I got little goosebumps.
I would love to see you perform on the larger venues, Paulina, or at country festivals and opening up for other major artists. First, I'd like to get a chance to meet you, which means probably seeing you on a smaller stage, at least just once before you get to move up.
You know what, Craig? If you can make it happen that we get on those big stages, you can come to all of them.
I would love that, Paulina. I would get that's a hardcore level always going to win course, 24 hours, which I would love.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. Well, I'm really looking forward to meeting you both.
Absolutely.
Same here.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna wrap things up. But you know, we're both creative people. I mean, me with the show, you with the music, and as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
I think that the main thing that I experience is just this. Sometimes I'm just humbled to my knees about people's stories. You know, I'll be talking to somebody, like the cashier to register. I was talking to a woman the other day, and she happened to tell me about her marriage and just how much she loved her husband. And I was standing there kind of in awe of how beautiful it was. And I think, really, if you just pause for a couple seconds out of your day, it would be so easy for anybody to find a story that is worth writing about. It's so amazing how close those can be to you, and you just don't even know it because you're going through the motions of the day. So I think that mostly everyday experiences, and sometimes personal experiences as well as the content of my music and creativity, but my goodness, there are so many awesome stories to be told. We just scratched the surface.
Right. Okay. So, you know, kind of on that same note, whether this is in your personal life or a professional life, what's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Well, in my personal life, my mom always has told me from the time I was born that everybody's entitled to a little personality. And that has been a statement that I've tried to carry out in both personal and professional capacities, because there's nothing like the creative mind here in music business. You know, everybody's got a lot of personality. I think I might have to stretch the statement on and say, everybody's entitled to a lot of personality.
So, everyone's like each one of them. Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you are fine. That is absolutely one of the statements that I try to live by. And the other is actually a Bible verse that I was taught when I was really young, which is 2 Timothy 1:7. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind.
I love it.
I was going to say, Paulina, that when you said everyone has a little bit of personality each, it reminded me like everyone is like a flavor. You know, like Baskin Robbins is 31 flavors. Well, the world, each one represents a flavor.
Absolutely.
And,
all kinds of kinds.
Yes, and thank God that it's not a real ice cream flavor. Otherwise, I would want to try everyone, and I would get a huge stomachache trying to do so. So thank God that it's just intangible.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. So, in the last, like 5 minutes or so we've got here, what's coming up for you career-wise?
Well, I'm really excited because I just released the information that I'm now sponsored by Ford Motor Company, and I'm taking care of basically representing their Driving Skills for Life program, and that's a huge honor. Next up for me, though, is I'm going to the holiday season, so typically right about now is when I start recording. So I'll be recording for some new music next year. I'm not quite sure on the release date of that yet, but you guys will be the first to know once I figure that out.
Yes, and when you do finally release the music, you're more than welcome back on the show to help promote it and continue to discuss
what's
happened with you life.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that day.
Absolutely. I did find another question that I sort of skipped over, but and I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Best thing that's ever happened to me? Oh, that's a great question. You know, this is going to sound pretty cheesy, but I think the best thing that ever happened to me was growing up in the household that I grew up in, because I learned so much in such a short period of time from some really quality people, and I consider it a huge blessing.
Awesome. Well, did you have any more questions for us, Greg?
I have two final questions. I know I had messaged you about this, but would you be able to say when you're performing next during this 2018? And the second question is there anything that you wanted to discuss or announce that hasn't been talked about during these past 30 minutes?
Well, I've got a couple dates coming up for the rest of the year. One is November 20th in Detroit, and I'm playing a little writer's round, actually. So that's going to be really fun. And then as far as Nashville dates go, I'm pretty much wrapping up for the rest of the year. I might do a couple writer's rounds here and there for the rest of the year, but I'm not quite sure what those dates will be. I just finished, the touring season, so now is when we take a little breather and we recoup, and then in the meantime, like I said, we're just going to be recording and getting everything in order for the new year.
Oh, well, I guess patience is a virtue. I just will have to wait a little bit to see you perform, I guess.
Well, I'll certainly be posting about shows when they come up.
Awesome.
Look forward to it.
Around this time, the music industry, like you said, is kind of shutting down for the holidays, and we're actually shutting down the show for the year in about a month for Thanksgiving and Christmas ourselves. I've always done that every year.
Well, that's great that you get a break.
Everyone needs a break. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. pretty much every Tuesday and Friday for a 10-plus month is kind of tough, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. They shut down for a little while here in Nashville, too.
They do? When would you say things can become quiet? Because I'll make sure not to come to Nashville during those sessions. Kidding, but serious. Was it like Thanksgiving through the rest of New Year's, or?
Oh, you know what? I you broke up there a little bit, Craig.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to ask, when does Nashville become quiet? Because those are the days I will know not to come. I will.
You know, Nashville really kind of shuts down from about the second week of December to the first week of January.
So
about a month.
So Christmas time is the time to stay home, and then after Kris Kringle goes back up to the North Pole and all the ball's gone down, that's the time to come back out to Nashville.
Absolutely.
So that's a good like-kind exchange, as we say in the accounting world.
Hey, thank you so much for doing this. I don't want this conversation to end.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you so much for calling me, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate all you guys do. And if you ever are looking for shows in Nashville, I'd love to have you come out to one. I post it on my website at www.paulinajane.com, and on my Instagram and Facebook and everything. That's all Paulina Jane as well.
Nope. I will eagerly look in the early part of next year for your shows, Paulina, and arrange a trip around your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Craig. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm going to tell you, before we let you go, and I don't say this often, but this is probably one of the best interviews I've done in a long time.
Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. You guys have been fantastic. I've enjoyed talking to you both.
Yes, and we have loved this too. I've loved this half hour, Pauline.
It's been so much fun.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been so fun. Well, you guys have a fantastic night.
You too, Paulina.
I'll definitely talk to you.
All righty.
Be well and continue to stay on course with Ford. And just watch the squirm.
I'll
I'll talk to you later, Paulina, okay?
Okay, I'll talk to you soon. You guys have a good one.
You too.
All right, you too. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was so much fun. Wow.
Well, as high as my expectations were for this, she even exceeded them. I really do believe that the sound Love Is Always Going to Win is written from her heart. She has a lot of wisdom, and she definitely is more mature than when she graduated from Belmont.
Yes, I agree.
And I do think regardless of what happens, I think she's going to be a great mentor for people down the road in life, not just music.
She's going to be a star at whatever she does. She's going to just crush it completely.
I agree. Yes.
So, like I alluded to earlier, you're looking at a co-host for the 2019 KICMA Awards.
Yes. And congratulations on that.
And we're already working on that for next year. KICMA 2018 ended last night, and we jumped right into planning 2019. So.
Oh, I'm glad that you had a wonderful time last night, and I'm sure next year it'll be even a little more comfortable for you because you'll be used to doing it.
It's going to be so much fun. So I think I'm going to let you go and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Have a good night, Cody. See you next week.
All right, Brad. Hey, Craig. Who do we have next week, by the way?
Next week we have the wonderful Kimberly Kelly, who just came out with her first EP, and we get to talk to her about that. And she just became engaged. And I think it was the engagement happened on her last Facebook Live last week. So we can get to talk to her about that, see if it was spontaneous or not. And then the end of the month, we have the lovely Melissa Miller, who I've shown in the past few singer-songwriter rounds and get the chance to speak to her. So it'll be a terrific final two interviews in October.
Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go and wrap things up here. Okay, buddy?
All right. You too. Have a good night, Cody.
Man, talk to you later. Well, hope you enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Paulina Jane. Like Craig said, next week we have the newly engaged Miss Kimberly Kelly joining us. And I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Mark. Thank you, and goodbye.